U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has traveled to Qatar Tuesday following a stop in Egypt, where he met with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi and Foreign Minister Badr Abdul Adi. Those discussions took place after Blinken said Monday that Israel had accepted a proposal to bridge differences to holding up a ceasefire and hostage release plan in Gaza. He called on Hamas to do the same. He also spoke on what his talks in Egypt and Qatar are focusing
on: the immediate steps ahead, and in particular, what needs to be done to ensure that Hamas comes along, agrees to the bridging proposal, and that everyone then works on finalizing a clear understanding of their commitments to implement the agreement. Again, I just say that for us, for President Biden, there's a deep sense of urgency in getting this done.
In a new statement Tuesday, Hamas called the latest ceasefire proposal presented a reversal of what it had agreed to previously, and accused the U.S. of acquiescing to what it called new conditions from Israel. There's no immediate response from the U.S. The Israeli military announced Tuesday it had recovered the bodies of 6 hostages taken in Hamas's October 7th attack that began the war in Gaza, bringing fresh grief for many Israelis who had long pressed Netanyahu to agree to a ceasefire that would bring remaining hostages home. Speaking in a news briefing in Tel Aviv Tuesday, Israeli government spokesman David Mentzer confirmed the recovery of the bodies.
The families of our dear hostages were informed. Then the Prime Minister shared that overnight our brave forces returned the bodies of 6 of our hostages that have been held by the murderous Hamas terrorists.
The recovery of the hostages' bodies is a blow to Hamas, which had hoped to exchange its captives for Palestinian prisoners. This is VOA News. In a speech to Ukraine's foreign diplomatic mission Monday, Ukrainian President